let's talk some Eagle football and what's going on with all these little surgeries that are happening left and right with the man who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, and his name is Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline. Timmy, what's going on here? Everywhere you turn, somebody's having a little surgery. What's happening?
Yeah, the Eagles still recouping from the Super Bowl run, that's for sure, Mike. And the latest one is Brandon Graham, who had surgery on his ankle on May 1st. Now, it kind of went under the radar at the end of the season, but he suffered a high ankle sprain against the Raiders on Christmas night. It kept him out of the regular season finale. He didn't practice at all during the bye week, but he didn't miss a beat when he got into the postseason, played all three games for him, and, of course, was one of the heroes of Super Bowl 52, coming up with the strip sack of Tom Brady. But it turns out that he was doing a lot of that on just one good leg. And they were hoping that that high ankle sprain would kind of heal on its own. Because they weren't seeing the type of progress that they were hoping for, they opted to have surgery on that ankle. And he's currently in a boot, a protective boot. Apparently, he's going to be in that for the rest of the month. He's probably going to miss the OTAs and mini camp, and is setting a target return date for training camp. So that's just another on what's turning out to be a pretty lengthy list of Eagles players who are, you know, have gone through surgery and are recovering.
See, this is the thing that that I always think about, like when you're trying to defend, like little things like this stand in the way of that. That's probably why teams don't repeat a lot. There's always something that seems to happen, like some kind of a jinx or something. Now, Barnett also had some surgery as well. I mean, are you getting any kind of feeling here of doom?
I don't want to say doom, but I also don't know if it's a jinx, but I think some of it might just be the rigors of going, playing through, in this case, three extra games. I mean, that takes a toll on your body, number one. And I think the second thing is it just gives you a shorter window in which to recover. And so if you have off-season surgery, it's further down the line than if, let's say, if Graham, you know, his season ends on Christmas night, or one of these other players like Barnett, you have a quicker time to recover, in other words. But I've counted six players so far that have come to light that just this offseason have had surgery for the Eagles. Brandon Graham with the ankle. You mentioned Derek Barnett with the sports hernia. Alshon Jeffrey with the rotator cuff. And that's supposed to sideline him from a date of surgery for at least 6 months. Tim Jernigan with the herniated disc in his back that apparently he suffered during a off-season workout in March. Michael Kendricks had ankle surgery, and Malcolm Jenkins had surgery on his thumb. So that's six Eagles that have had surgery this off-season to go along with a lengthy list of players who had surgery during the off-season, and all of them essentially stars in Carson Wentz, Jason Peters, Darren Sproles, Jordan Hicks, and finally Chris Maragos. I mean, so you're talking about a lot of guys that are recovering from injury.
Why, why wouldn't surgeries be performed in March or April? Like, why now?
Well, I would say in Graham's case, they were hoping for the natural healing, and that's why his was delayed. Barnett's apparently was closer to the end of the regular season, and so that's why that happened. And then, you know, the injury for Tim Jernigan happened in March, and I think that the surgery went in April, so that's kind of why those went. But in cases like Alshon Jeffrey, he just waited. He had that rotator cuff injury the entire season, but it's pretty much as soon as the season was over, he ended up having surgery on that shoulder.
Yeah, I saw him at a couple of Sixers games with the harness on. He's walking around.
Yeah, that's so a lot of these guys, I think when we look out onto the fields, and OTAs start up on Monday, and we look out onto the field, and a lot of the star players, a lot of the guys that Eagles fans are used to seeing are just not going to be out there. And it could be in the case of guys like Jeffrey, Carson Wentz, Brandon Graham, Jason Peters, and down the line, there's going to be a number of these guys that you probably won't see till the summer.
Tim, Jai's peeps may have gone rock star on a rented home. What light can you shed on that?
Yeah, I'm not convinced that is legit. Just given the fact of, you know, Les Bowen had reported that the guy who put forward the lawsuit is the same person who put forward a lawsuit towards Beyonce for the exact amount of money because when she was recording a video at her mansion or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just kind of fishy that it would, the same amount of money, $25,000, would come up with another star from the same person. And so I mean, obviously, if these things were legit and he ended up pushing a guy, I mean, that would be, you know, that would be more serious. But I'm just not 100% convinced that the lawsuit that's in front of him is legitimate.
Well, you would think that he did have a couple parties there, though, right?
I mean, you rent out a mansion in Los Angeles above Sunset Strip right after winning the Super Bowl. I would think you'd be celebrating in some capacity. Yeah,
it's like that's trading places. It wrote from Persia, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, let's move off JJ and let's get to the rookie camp, which is, you know, it's funny because we've been talking about the lack of football talk, and there are two reasons for that. One was the Sixers took over. The second was, you know, we normally have the offseason talk about what they need to do to win, and here they are. They've won. So there isn't that topic, that heavy topic on what they need to do to get better. And even rookie camp, it's like, okay, they got the one guy. We don't know about the other guys. It was a short draft for them. But what impressions did you get out of rookie camp?
Yeah, well, we got to see them briefly on one day where they opened it up to us, and you can't glean a ton. We saw that Avante Maddox, the potential slot corner for the Eagles, he might be competing in there with Jalen Mills, et cetera, that he showed some burst. You know, he's one guy that stood out. And the size of Josh Sweat and the look of Josh Sweat really stood out to me. He's a super interesting story if you look into it. He was the number one recruit in the nation coming into his senior year of high school. And he got to, and then in that senior year of high school, he suffered a devastating knee injury where the kneecap was dislocated. They thought there was at least a time where the doctors in the immediate aftermath were thinking that they might have to amputate the leg. I mean, it was real serious, but it turned out that there wasn't the type of artery damage that they were fearing. He ends up having the reconstructive surgery, comes back and plays every single season at Florida State, but didn't necessarily have the career in college that they were hoping for. But when you see him, he used to be called Clowney Jr. When he was in high school, and he was considered this top player in the country. And you can see it when you see him up close. I mean, he's got the 6'5" frame. He's got 34 5/8-inch arms. And he's got that athletic build where you're like, all right, this guy stands out. He just does. And so I think this is particularly relevant when we're talking about Derek Barnett having surgery, Brandon Graham having surgery, and probably most notably when you're talking Tim Jernigan having surgery. I mean, the defensive line, which has been a strength for this team, has some injury question marks, at least right out of the chute here. And so, what does that mean? And can Josh Sweat be a contributor? You know, he stood out in terms of physical stature, but I think the big question around him is going to be whether, you know, that knee is good enough in order for him to sustain a good career in the NFL and reach the aspirations that at one point, you know, seems very attainable for him.
All right, interesting. 20 of 22 starters back. What position in your minds what positions in your mind would be up for grabs? Obviously, slot corner. What else are you looking at?
Man, there's not much else. I mean, honestly, I think that with cornerback, there's going to be some competition as to who's going to be, you know, on the outside, and does one of them move in? I mean, I think in the way that I have it kind of in my mind is maybe it's Jalen Mills and Sidney Jones on the outside, and then Mills slides in, put Ronald Darby on the outside in those kind of nickel package situations. So I think that there's going to be some competition for the outside cornerback post and the slot corner post during the course of the summer, which will be pretty interesting. Everything else, for the most part, is spoken for. I think that at linebacker, you know, Michael Kendricks, does he end up getting moved? I think it's still a possibility. And then they brought in some competition, namely Corey Nelson, who could be pushing him. So that's one to potentially watch. And then you look at running back. I think it's mostly about like who makes the team beyond kind of the obvious guys and Clement and Jay Ajayi and probably Darren Sproles and who can fill in a role there. But, you know, that is one of the luxuries that I think Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson have, is that you're returning so many of your starters and your roster is pretty well stacked. And so there's going to be a few pockets of competition that you're looking for, but a lot of them you have some very well established, in some case, star veteran players that are in the fold for them.
All right. Lastly, from a notorious LeBron hater, would you still endorse LeBron coming to the Sixers?
Yes, I would.
No!
100%.
I cracked you! Finally!
those days of us arguing over LeBron and Durant, I mean, you know, Mike, you won that going away. All right,
I'm glad to hear that comforts me, man.
Yeah, you won that going away, you know, but he's also made some strides in that time. Right? Yeah. When we were having those talks, he wasn't the assassin. Now he's got that.
No need to qualify. I just wanted to know if you were on board about bringing him here.
Bring him in.
All right.
Free.
You got it. Timmy, thanks, man.
All right, man.
There he is, Tim McManus.